U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin stated that in total 8 countries joined the coalition for the supply of Leopard tanks to Ukraine. These are Denmark, Canada, the Netherlands, Germany, Spain, Poland, Norway, and Portugal. The foreign minister of Ukraine claimed that Kiev expects to receive up to 140 tanks of Western models during only the first deliveries from this coalition. Kiev hopes to start using the new equipment on the battlefield in the spring. However, something went wrong. According to the German defense minister, Kiev's Western partners are still looking for 2 battalions of Leopard 2 tanks for Ukraine. Kiev is likely to receive fewer of the promised vehicles. Initially, Germany was going to create a coalition to send 2 battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, which is more than 60 combat vehicles. In turn, the president of Poland announced the hope of NATO countries to send tanks to Ukraine to equip several brigades. There are at least 93 tanks in the Standard Tank Brigade of Ukraine. To date, Germany and Portugal have already prepared 17 tanks in a new modification for shipment. Poland is ready to transfer another 30 tanks, but of an older version and which are in poor condition and require repair. These Leopards will arrive in Ukraine only at the end of April. The Western coalition faced another obstacle. The governments of a number of European countries have refused to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, according to Die Welt. The Dutch Prime Minister had earlier promised to deliver 18 Leopard 2s to Ukraine, but now, in response to an inquiry from the German newspaper, The Hague claimed that the transfer of tanks to Kiev was no longer being considered. The decision to cancel the supply was made in close consultations between the Netherlands and Germany. Denmark will also not transfer tanks to Ukraine, although the country has 44 Leopards of the most modern version, 2A7. Sweden does not want to send combat vehicles to the Kiev regime, as well as Finland, which can also refuse supplies until it joins NATO. The training of the Ukrainian military already began on February 15th in Lower Saxony. It's expected to be completed by the end of March at the time of their scheduled transfer, if the Western coalition finds the tanks for the war-torn Ukraine.